This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Tuesday, March 23, the Song of Salvation. Our passage is from Zephaniah 3, verse 17. The Lord your God will take great delight in you and rejoice over you with singing. Singing has been practiced by people in virtually every culture throughout history. Have you ever wondered why the act of singing has such universal appeal? One important reason is that words that are sung can have much greater impact on us than words that are only spoken. This is why so much of the praise we offer God is often done in song, and why Augustine once said that whoever sings prays twice. But have you ever thought of God as a singer? We might think that the reference to today's Bible reading to God singing is not meant to be taken literally, but I have a feeling it is. Way back in Deuteronomy 31:19, God told Moses, "Write down this song and teach it to the Israelites and have them sing it." And most of the following chapter contains the song God taught Moses so that his people could learn it too. The heavenly choir depicted in the book of Revelation also sings, and it draws from that old song of Moses as it sings, "The song of God's servant Moses and of the Lamb." God has other songs to teach us as well, and we'll spend eternity singing them. The singing of God and the praise of all whom God has redeemed in Christ will combine to form the most beautiful music anyone has ever heard. Lord, our hearts and mouths are full of praise because of all you have done for us. Thank you for the way the songs we sing now anticipate the eternal worship to come. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.